I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. 1 hour to go here, and we thank all of you, wherever you are and however you're listening to the show. We appreciate you listening and your support. And if you've missed any of the show, of course, you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't have a place to go, you should go over to kslsports.com. They've got all of the KSL Sports podcasts listed there. You can find Cougar Sports Saturday. Subscribe. Great stuff. We had Dave McCann on earlier. We've talked a lot of football today. And we're starting to hear some rumblings, Mitch, of media members and even some coaches talking about, are we getting ready to potentially postpone or reschedule or rework how football season is going to be? And we're still a ways away from that, but it's interesting that that conversation is already beginning what could and should happen to the football season.
Yeah, I mean, the football season, I think, too, is – I think it's just that it's that one saving grace for a lot of sports fans out there that's like, okay, if we can get through this, you know, we're eventually going to have football. You know, because basketball is one thing where – and we all love – BYU basketball and college basketball and the NCAA tournament. But football is what we, I think, live every single day. Just kind of the general sports fan. We watch, we consume football at a high level. The ratings are always off the charts. People love to discuss football every single day. It's just, it's a way of life for so many. And if you have, if you get to a point where football is postponed or it's canceled, man, I just feel like the sports fans out there would be crushed. They would go, what do we have to look forward to with no football? Because I really do feel the football conversation with the NFL free agency, the NFL draft, and just football being that light at the end of the tunnel, if you will,
yeah,
is kind of the saving grace for a lot of sports fans right now. And if that gets canceled, man, that'd just be kind of sad to potentially see that. But we still got a long ways to go, but it's something that a lot of people are still talking about at the moment.
Yeah, and one of those people, and it's kind of interesting to hear his perspective. He is a household name in college football, and he has a couple of sons in the college football world as well. It's Kirk Herbstreit of ESPN. He said earlier this week he'd be shocked if there was an NFL or college football season in 2020. He goes on to say, I'll be shocked if we have football this fall. I'll be just so surprised if that happens. As much as I hate to say it, I think we're just scratching the surface as where COVID-19 pandemic can go. And then later on in the week, Mitch, he jumped on ESPN Radio to talk about why he believes that the college football season is in jeopardy.
Don't get me wrong. If there's anybody that wants a football season more than me, I'd love to meet them. Like, I hope and pray there's a football season. I hope we're in a position where we can have a football season. I'm not trying to create drama or hysteria. I'm just trying to be real. From everything I hear, we're scratching the surface as far as New York and New Jersey and Miami and Seattle and these other epicenters. We're just scratching the surface of where we're going to be in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 8 weeks. I don't know how it ends. I don't know how America, how we just go, whew, we made it, other than a vaccine. I don't know. You tell me. Somebody enlighten me. What will make you and your family that you love and care about, what will make you go, whew, thank goodness, that was scary? I can only speak for me and my family. And until there's a vaccine, I don't feel really comfortable if one of my teenage sons says, hey, Dad, I'm going to go over to this area where there's 30, 40, 50 people, and we're going to be really close and hanging out. No, you're not. No, we're not right now. We're good. We're not doing that. So when am I going to stop feeling that way?
I guess I'll ask the same question to you, Mitch. Like, what do you think it will take for us to feel comfortable moving forward with the college football season and sports in general?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Matt, is that I kind of point to, you know, the people that are following this and the professionals in this field. I look at that Dr. Anthony Fauci, who he said he had a conversation with Steph Curry earlier this week on Instagram Live, and I put up a piece on it on KSLSports.com, and it's really enlightening stuff. But Steph Curry, of course, member of the Golden State Warriors, he asked Dr. Fauci, you know, when do we think sports could actually happen again? And Dr. Fauci said, what we need to see is the trajectory of the curve start to come down. Yep. We've seen it in China, went up and down, and then they started to get back to some more normal life. So we got to see that curve go down for us to even start to entertain the thought of these large gatherings. But, you know, and I think Dave McCann made a great point earlier, who was on with us in the second hour. You know, just we could have games, but we got to have fans too. And even LeBron James has expressed that as well. Like, he can't picture the NBA without fans. You're talking about game 7 in an NBA playoff series without fans? Like, that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
BYU in Utah on September 3rd with no fans at Rice-Eccles? Well, I could actually talk myself into that, because that might be actually a good thing for BYU. But, hey, it's still a very strange dynamic to think of that. But I got to turn to the professionals in these type of things. You know, and that's one thing, you know, Kirk Herbstreit, he's not a doctor or anything like that, but I'm sure he's talking to head coaches, to athletic directors. Those are probably the concerns they're expressing to him. And I think that's where, you know, that opinion maybe comes from. And I think that's, if you kind of dig into that and think of where he's forming that opinion, I think he's talking to some influential people in the college sports world. And I bet they're feeling the same way out there. And this pandemic could definitely have an impact on the football season.
We played a cut earlier from Kalani Sitake, who said that, you know, he's not really concerned about it right now. He's just worrying about the here and now. And that's where I stand, Mitch. I'm not ready to make any declarations about the summer, because as we talked about earlier, we're only a few weeks into this. There's a lot we don't know, and it's only March 28th, and football is 5 months away, and we're going to learn a lot. And maybe we learn that, hey, it needs to be postponed or canceled, but I'm not ready to go there yet, because there's so much more that we need to learn and understand. And I don't want to downplay the gravity of the situation, because it is absolutely serious, but human life has found a way to combat these kind of things and move on. It all throughout the history of the world, we've seen these kind of things come up, and there are things that humanity can do, whether it's a vaccine or maybe the virus, as you mentioned, the curve starts to come down to where we can entertain getting back to regular life. And I'm trying to hold out optimism here, and I'm not ready to write off things that are that far off into the future. And maybe that comes to pass, but I still am going to maintain the position that there's more that we need to learn and understand before we start making plans in the fall and in the winter regarding COVID-19.
Well, I think the one thing is, though, Matt, is that I feel like we have to kind of get an idea in a couple months, maybe 2 or 3 months around. Gary Anderson up at Utah State said we need to have some sort of idea by June 1st, because I don't think you can realistically field a bunch of amateur athletes, a football team, and have them in peak performance physically and mentally, have them ready to go for the grind of a football season without getting them back into some sort of routine with practices and a training camp and getting them ready on the strength and conditioning side. So I think even though the games aren't scheduled for about, you know, 5 months or so, I think the grind, the training, the strength and conditioning has to start taking place maybe 2 or 3 months at the latest. So I think that's where you start to maybe have some potential doubts in people's minds about what realistically could happen with the football season. I mean, you see a lot of NFL GMs right now. They're upset with Roger Goodell having this NFL draft stay as scheduled coming up in April 23rd through the 25th because they have to kind of move all their efforts, you know, to potential hotels and all these different things because they can't have physicals, they can't do anything in person right now. So I just think that if for football, there's so many people involved, and to have a good product that's going to make keep guys safe and healthy, you got to have that kind of identified maybe in June or July at the latest.
Yeah.
If we can realistically see a football season go off.
Definitely July, but if the curve was coming down and there was a way to safely get into it in July, you're talking 2 months.
Yeah.
That's to mm-hmm. me, that is absolutely more than enough time to – I mean, Kalani Sitake mentioned it earlier. This BYU football program, and I imagine all college football programs, are dialed in making sure they're communicating with their athletes, giving them workouts to do at home, making you know, there's only so much you can do, but they are doing that. And so I'm with Kalani Sitake here. I think if we could safely do it and you get the athletes in even mid-July, I think you're good to do it safely and play the season. I keep coming back to this, Mitch, when it comes to sports. We have only really been dealing with this in terms of a national story, an everyday thing, changing our lives for a couple weeks. June 1st is more than 2 months away, Mitch. And so let's mm-hmm. rather than getting too ahead of ourselves, let's do everything we can now to prevent the spread, stay safe, social distance, and let's see what happens in the coming weeks and months. And then as we get closer to mid-May and June, I think we'll have a lot more information that we can then seriously discuss what needs to happen in the world of college football.
But I do support, I will say, I do support an empty Rice-Eccles Stadium for BYU versus Utah. I'm just saying that.
I can't. Dave McCann convinced me. Honestly, he convinced me. I don't want sports back until we can attend as fans. Because there's so much attached to getting into the arena, getting into the stadium, the bands playing. You know how many times I've went back and watched video from the BYU-Gonzaga game? And I have one video in particular, Mitch. It's 15 seconds long. My wife is probably sick of it. It's just the band playing the song an hour before BYU and Gonzaga tip off. I love that video because it perfectly it captures the spirit of athletics. And I can't stomach the thought of not having that. It doesn't seem right.
I'm just saying from a standpoint of BYU needs to find a way to end this 9-game losing streak.
Fair enough.
Might help their odds if they play in an empty stadium, maybe. I'm just saying. But, hey, I'm not taking this lightly. It's something that is definitely a serious issue and something that's going to have to be monitored. There was a report from the Sports Business Journal that some ADs were considering moving up the football season to maybe summer, and guys like Mark Harlan just went to Twitter today and are like, come on, man. Like, no one's thinking that. Like, that's not going to happen. We're not moving this thing up because there's this notion out there that if it's in the summer, the heat will kind of subside. The virus will subside a little bit based on other trends. But we don't know for sure.
We don't know.
Coronavirus has never been around in the summertime. There's no precedence. We can't just assume anything's going to go by the wayside. So, yeah, a lot to digest, though. Football is something that things need to stay as scheduled right now. But if it does get impacted, a lot of fans would be very sad, including ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully we get some college football and some NFL later this fall.
All right, let's take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we're going to start to dip our toes into the NFL and what are the odds. We'll be back after this.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed
everything. It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.